Putin rallies the faithful. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Russian president holding a huge flag-waving rally in Moscow, celebrating the 8th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea, which had been part of Ukraine.
Police say more than 200,000 people attended. Putin praised the Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, but made no mention of the heavier-than-expected casualties. He continued to insist Russia's actions in Ukraine are necessary.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. Russian ground troops are still bogged down northwest of the capital of Kiev. As airstrikes continue, Ukraine's interior minister says it will take years to defuse the unexploded ordnances after the Russian invasion. The White House says President Biden spoke frankly about the invasion with China's President Xi Jinping on Friday.
President Biden laid out implications and consequences for direct aid to Russia.
President Xi has to decide what he's going to do here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not detail to reporters what consequences would look like, but
President, again, laid out very clearly and directly in the call what the implications and consequences would be if they provided material support.
President Biden, the White House says, also reiterated his opposition to any change of the status quo in Taiwan.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the dean of the House of Representatives, has died.
His office issued a statement late Friday saying Congressman Don Young passed away while traveling home to Alaska to be with the state and people he loved. His wife, Ann, was by his side.
Fox's Jill Nato reports no cause of death has been given yet. Representative Young was hospitalized for COVID-19 in 2020. He was first elected to Congress in 1973. Don Young was 88. Fire crews in West Texas are hoping calmer winds forecast Saturday will help them make progress against a massive complex of wildfires that have killed one person and burned at least 50 homes. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Trial has begun for a former Boeing test pilot charged with misleading federal regulators.
Mark Forkner is accused of deceiving regulators who okayed the 737 MAX and the airlines that used the plane model in two crashes that left 346 people dead. He's the only person facing criminal charges in the case. Forkner was Boeing's chief technical pilot for the MAX until he left in 2018, which gave him a key role in evaluating the plane and deciding how much training pilots needed to fly the 737 MAX. An indictment says he knew about the changes that made a key flight control system activate more often than originally planned, but did not tell FAA regulators, which meant that information was left out of an FAA report and airplane manuals. Fortner's attorney has previously insinuated that his client is being used as a scapegoat. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A U.S. Marine Osprey helicopter has crashed on a training mission in Norway near the town of Nordland. Police say they see no signs of survivors. There were four Marines aboard at the time the chopper disappeared. The Food and Drug Administration says more than 45,000 COVID-19 rapid tests made by the pharmaceutical firm Celltrion are being recalled due to a high number of false positive reports. With agreement to restore the Iran nuclear deal close at hand, Israel is warning the U.S. against accepting one of the Iranians' key demands.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and Foreign Minister Yair Lapid are warning the United States to keep Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps listed as a foreign terrorist organization. They write, quote, "The IRGC is a terrorist organization that has murdered thousands of people, including Americans. We find it hard to believe that the IRGC's designation as a terrorist organization will be removed in exchange for a promise not to harm Americans. As the U.S. is on the cusp of a new nuclear agreement with Iran, American allies in the Middle East have largely remained silent on the administration's Iran policy."
Fox's Rich Edson, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.